Prime Minister has arrived back in Canberra this morning from the G20 conference and straight into a political maelstrom. It's the final sitting week of Parliament for the year, and it's set to be a little bit messy. As the government tries to push through key national security legislation, the Liberal Party internal war has blown up, with the former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull weighing into the fight. For more on this, I'm joined by political reporter Stephanie Burris. And Stephanie, what has sparked the intervention from the former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull?
Sabo, this all relates to New South Wales Liberal backbencher Craig Kelly. Of course, he holds the seat of Hughes, and he's hinted at moving to the crossbench if he doesn't win Liberal Party pre-selection, because he's not ruling any options in or out at the moment. So in an attempt to avoid a potential another blow-up within the Liberal Party, there have been moves to persuade the New South Wales Liberal Party state executive to essentially re-endorse Craig Kelly as the Liberal candidate for Hughes. And that means a pre-selection would be avoided, ensuring he keeps the seat as the Liberal representative. Now, former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull is far from impressed with this idea. He's called several members overnight, urging them to push ahead with the pre-selection process. And this morning, he's spoken on RN Breakfast.
Assuming he has made that threat, then that is the worst and the weakest reason not to have a pre-selection process. So all I've asked, and I was asking members of the state executive to whom I'm entitled to speak, as a member, I've asked them to stick to the democratic process and have a proper pre-selection. Now, giving in to threats of this kind is really the antithesis of good government, giving in to threats of that kind.
That's the former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull speaking there earlier on RN Breakfast. And Steffi, Malcolm Turnbull hasn't also denied a colourful description of Scott Morrison's decision to intervene in this Craig Kelly case this morning as well.
Sabra, there's a quote in the Daily Telegraph this morning with Malcolm Turnbull apparently saying Scott Morrison's request to re-endorse Craig Kelly was about, quote, keeping his arse in C1 for as long as possible, end quote. C1, for those who don't know the Canberra lingo, is the car the Prime Minister is driven around in. So during that interview on RN Breakfast, Malcolm Turnbull was asked on several occasions if he did or did not say that. He wouldn't go into whether that was exactly correct or not, instead throwing New South Wales State Liberal MP Matt Keane under a bus, saying that if he wants to report parts of private conversations, he can.
The former Prime Minister has also given some advice to his successor on when to hold the next federal election.
Yeah, Malcolm Turnbull saying there's real concern within the New South Wales Liberal Party that they might not do very well if a federal election is held after the New South Wales election. The New South Wales election is on the 23rd of March next year. Malcolm Turnbull said when he was in the top job, they were considering going to a federal election on the 2nd of March. That's 3 weeks before the state election. So Malcolm Turnbull giving some very frank advice very publicly this morning on what the federal government should do in terms of an election date.
And the ongoing internal wars here, they're doing little to help the Liberal Party and its chances. How are Liberal MPs responding to this?
Well, Assistant Minister Anne Rustin is upset that this is taking precedent when it comes to what's being talked about in the media. Of course, a number of Liberal MPs behind the scenes say that they do have a good message to tell, that they do have strong policies and Australia is working well under them at the moment. But of course, what's taking precedence is this internal bickering. Here's Anne Rustin.
One of the things that's probably frustrated me more than anything else in the last few days or in the last few weeks is our obsession to be looking at the one thing that the Labor Party can drive a wedge on us, and that is division. Everything else this government's done has been absolutely fantastic. I'll stand by this government's record if we go to the next election. And I've got to say, none of this is helpful.
And that's Assistant Minister Anne Rustin there. And on policy, Steph, what is actually before Parliament this week?
One of the key policy areas the government is looking at, of course, is legislation regarding the encryption bill, as it now has become known. And this will allow security agencies better access to encryption apps to fight against terrorism and crime. Labor isn't in favour of the bill that is currently before Parliament, so it looks like the government may have to negotiate with them this week.
All right, Stephanie Burris, thank you.